just to share from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the verses that Pete read earlier. Because this little paragraph, beginning in verse 8, talks about transition. Transition from childhood to manhood and womanhood. Transition from the partial to the perfect. Transition from the temporal to the eternal. And the only thing that's consistent is love. That starts, continues, and will continue in the glory. I think about where this thing started. Ray and Eloy came to a Promise Keepers follow-up meeting in our church there back when we had pews. How many remember pews? Those are the things you put gum under. I think when we removed that, we found some pieces of gum, 125 years old, scraping them off, you know. We put them in the archives. Jack said, don't throw those out. They might be valuable somewhere down the road. But you were a young, recommitted believer. You came with Ray, and I saw you back there, and I think that night I ended up in your small group, and we shared a little bit. And then Eloy and Ray would come on Tuesday mornings to pray. And there, it dug a little deeper as we interceded for you all. You don't know how much prayer goes out for you guys. And I hope you count that a good thing, and I hope you're able to return that blessing at sharing an intercessory prayer with one another, because we can't do this thing alone. We can't do it alone. I remember back in that day, Eloy was like this. I love Jesus. I haven't read anywhere it says you can smile and still love Jesus, let alone have fun. I mean, he was tough. You remember that? And then the thought, oh, yeah. Lord, forgive him, for he lies. He didn't know how you could do youth ministry and have fun. This is serious business. And it is, and it's both. And you learn to enjoy Jesus in the battle. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. And it's more than fun. And you see what happened up on the wall. The only thing I think we didn't see, Elijah, was Spider-Man. Maybe he'll make another appearance one of these days. But things changed and you guys changed. God and his work never became less serious, but you gained a new perspective of joy, grace, caring. You were never into notch building, and I thank God so much for that. The Lord knows whose is his. And it's our responsibility to live and love and present the gospel. And we don't have to boast how many notches we have in our belt. And you always brought that integrity and respect to ministry. And I thank you for that. You became person-centered in your relationship, person-centered in your theology. And with that, you impacted us all. I can't tell you how many times as I've read the gospels in the last couple years that the phrase that I don't think I ever barely heard my previous 40 years of ministry, the kingdom of God is at hand. You reminded me of that. Jesus brought the fullness now and the completeness later, but so little do we speak of that. And you changed my heart with that, to give me a deeper and wider perspective. What it is I'm and why I'm doing what I'm doing. The kingdom of God is at hand. It's on its way to finality. And you are a citizen of it now. What a privilege. And that's what I think Paul is kind of writing here to you and Diane and your dear family and to all of us here today. He says that love never ends or love never fails. And in the Greek, where's that flower? Could you hold it up a minute, Diane? The word means to fall off or to kind of fade away like one of those petals on a flower. That beautiful flower is going to be history soon. But God's love never ends. It never, ever fails. It far surpasses all the gifts that have been mentioned here, knowledge, prophecy, tongues, and the many other gifts that Paul writes about. They're all going to cease one day, but love will move from this earth into full perfection when we're called into God's kingdom forever. And I thought about this next phrase because it's not meant to be demeaning in any way, but it's meant to be real. Paul writes, When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. But there was a time that you had to put childish things away. That's all of us. Doesn't matter what time of your life you've come to faith in Christ, you're a child. You're always a child of the living God, right? But sometimes we're childish and we act like kids. And we bite and bicker and we don't forgive and we backbite and talk about. And he says, put it away. Put away those crazy theological arguments. Put it away. Because I'm now moving you into manhood and womanhood. As you mature in Christ, I thought about, you know, when I was back in the day, my junior high and high school was in the same building. And I can remember as a seventh grader walking into that high school building, and it was scary. It was so intimidating to see these big giants walking around, and I'm this puny seventh grader. 6 years later, the building never changed, but I changed. That wasn't a big building anymore. Then I was never the big guy, but you know what I mean. I was the older guy. And I wasn't intimidated by my surroundings. I had to be a child to move on to manhood. And here the manhood I think we're talking about, the womanhood, is you're moving on in maturity. Keep growing in God's word and God's wisdom. Keep on keeping on in the things that you so cherish. It says, when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. Some theologians argue over this verse and insist they're talking about God's canonized word, which ends all prophecy and knowledge and demonstration of spiritual gifts. And that's a good argument. I just don't happen to embrace it. I think he's talking about when Jesus returns, the perfect has come. Because the canon hadn't been finished yet when Paul wrote this book. But whatever you believe, there's a completion coming to this. And if we lose sight of it, we'll lose sight of how we're to live today. And the impact we have today is God prepares us for the forever, to continue to love him, to continue to serve him, and not just fly around like an angel in the sky. You're going to have a glorified body, serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, loving one another without fault, blameless. Christ is perfection. We'll never fully appreciate all he is or all he teaches us. His thoughts and ways remain beyond us to the smartest and most holy and obedient saint who walks on planet Earth. And I think even when we see him face to face, there's going to be an element of God we'll never fully get, because he is so majestic, so above us, and yet everything we need to know he gives us. So you and I can look at him face to face and see him as he is. The picture here, for now I see in a mirror dimly, but then I will see face to face. Corinth was called the city of mirrors. And they had metal mirrors that were polished to try to serve its purpose of reflection. But at best, they can only give off an imperfect or indistinct reflection. That's going to cease. We're going to know the Lord fully as he allows us to know him. That's a security that you can get nowhere, because you can have it today. You've changed in so many ways these last couple years, embracing spiritual disciplines that are so important to us all. Let that continue and continue to impact others how you've impacted us. My reminder and my prayer is keep growing in the love of Jesus Christ. How you've led your family in such a wonderful way. We love you guys, and I love you. You've challenged us on the elder board, as staff, as a church, to embrace the Lord Jesus Christ in healthy spiritual disciplines. That book will never be on the bookshelf again. We're studying it, and we're praying and asking God for help. You've encouraged us in how this transition, during this transition at this difficult time. And as we pray for you, please keep praying for us. One day your faith will be sight, your hope will be reality, and the engine behind of it all will be the love of God. And remember that you love only because he first loved you. And I want to close with Paul's words from Philippians 1. It is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of our God. We love you.